From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
Tell me, do you think that this world is gone insane? I've been trying to make sense out of senseless things. Come on, come on, I'll keep talking till I'm blue in the face. Go and grab your things, we'll turn it up and sing, and I'll take you away. Come on, let's go driving.
Right, yeah, that's Ben Ransom at Braidwood FM 94.5. And let's go dancing. Let's go driving. Probably the same thing. 22 past 11. G'day, Ben.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. Ben Ransom on the line, everyone. And no stranger to Braidwood, mate. You just about live down here, don't you?
I know. Well, the last time I was there, we nearly got blown off the stage.
Yeah.
And the little festival that we had down there, Country Rocks Under the Stars.
Yep.
And, how's the weather down there now?
Yeah, beautiful, mate. No, it's about 11 degrees and heading for 14. It's overcast, but quite reasonably mild for Braidwood.
Oh, that's nice. You know, when I was down there, I picked up some local produce, went down to the farmer's markets. I got some nice lamb and a bottle of Shiraz, local Shiraz. And,
as you do.
And I'll tell you what, it was the best Sunday roast I think I've had in a long time.
Is that right?
It must be something in the water down there.
Yeah, there is, mate. Yeah, just ask Bondi. He knows. Anyway, that's a story for another day, Ben. But so how did you find the festival? Apart from it was cold, wasn't it? I was there. I saw the first bit of your set, but I was getting that cold, mate. I thought bits are about to start breaking off.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was such a great,
wasn't
such
it?
A great event, and I think it's only going to be bigger and better next time. You know, a great turnout. the punters really got behind it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'll chat to Mick and see if we can't do it all again, because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I think I've spoken to Mick as well, and it's on the consideration list, mate. So we better start twisting his arm.
Now, very good. Yes, good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the new single, Young Years, and with one of the 80s best talents, I reckon, Sharon O'Neill. That song of hers, Maxine, is one of the best radio songs that you'll ever hear.
I know. How good is that? Yeah, so we started including the song Young Years in the set, and it's, you know, Dragon's been one of my favourite bands for a long, long time.
Yeah,
we don't usually throw a lot of, you know, covers in the set, but this particular song held a lot of meaning for me. And it reminded me of my mum, and so we included it in the set. And we were playing it down, actually, Bungendore for a fundraiser one night. Mick was there. That's the one that we did for the bushfires.
Yep.
Mick goes, well, we're right in the middle of producing the album around that time. And Mick, the, you know, head of the label, Country Rocks Records, says, wow, that you need to include that song on your album. And I was a bit, you know, I was a bit hesitant at first, but we ended up recording it, and it it came out pretty good, and we put it on the album. And a mutual friend, Ali Cook from New Zealand, who was great buddies with Sharon, flicked the record onto her, and she loved it so much. And so we suggested, why don't we look at maybe, you know, featuring you on the recording. And much to our surprise, she's turned around and said, yeah, would love to. How incredible is that? So Alan Mansfield, her partner, was he was in Dragon at the time.
He
wrote the song, and that's how it ended up on the Bondi Roads, the Dragon's Bondi Roads album. And but to actually have the songwriters involved in this project, and you know, the reimagination of the track on the eve of the 30th anniversary has been incredible, and it's been incredibly well received as well. So it just, you know, it's a testament to how good the song is.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you just say it's 30 years since that song was released?
Yes, April 1989 was when it came out.
Mate, I was actually working at 2DU in Dubbo at the time, and did a music countdown once a week, and I had the whole band in the studio talking about the song 30 years ago. I'll turn it up, is it?
I know. Geez, time flies when you're having fun, eh?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, thanks for that, which means we're all moving on and getting a bit older.
But the song is so good, it doesn't age.
No. No, it doesn't, but we might. Now, listen, I reckon that song by Dragon is probably one of their best. That and April Sun in Cuba are about at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, fantastic band, and it was really great to sort of pay tribute to them in this way. But Sharon and Alan, once we were working on the track, they said, oh, my God, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
You've really owned this song, and as much as we're a part of it, it's your baby now. So, you know, well done to all the effort and emotion that you've put into it. And and they said to me, they said, you know what, Mark would be proud. So that was something I took away from that whole experience.
Yeah, that, absolutely. Mate, absolute legend, Mark Hunter. There's no doubt about that. Mate, is there any chance that Sharon might get out and do some shows with you somewhere?
Absolutely. We've got a big show coming up Sunday the 23rd of September. It's up here in Sydney, so if anyone down there wants to venture up to the Big Smoke, come up to Sydney Sunday the 23rd of September at Leadbelly in Newtown. We've got Sharon featuring. She's going to be doing her hits.
Excellent.
We're going to do some stuff together as well. We've got Ali Cook joining in, and Johnny Taylor is another fantastic artist.
What a talent.
As well. And depending on how we go, you never know, we might see if we can do some more shows around the place.
Yeah, that'd be great, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, people are going, oh, yeah, Sharon O'Neill, I remember her. But I think once they hear a couple of her hits like Losing You and Maxine, it'll all come flooding back, because she was a bit of a star back in the day.
Oh, she was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
Fantastic songwriter, a great performer, and it's nice to see that, I'm not going to reveal her age, but she's still, she's still got it at this stage of her career.
Well, you just about revealed mine when you reminded me that Young Years is 30 years old. Thanks very much.
I was 2 years old at the time.
Yeah. I was minus five, and no one believes that. Okay, mate, so let's talk about some of the upcoming shows. You've got the big one in Sydney. When are we seeing you back in our neck of the woods?
Well, we're right in the middle of the 101 tour at the moment. The big one in Sydney, which is the launch of the song. And we are heading back down to Braidwood very soon. It's in the next month or two.
Right.
We'll be down at the Royal Hotel.
Excellent.
So looking forward to getting back down there. I think we're bringing a whole band, so it should be a cracker of a night. And then I'm off to Queensland this weekend.
Right.
So, backwards and forwards all over the place at the moment. And all the way through till January next year.
Yep.
And then we're looking at the second part of the tour, and we'll probably take in a lot more sort of regional centres around Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, look forward to that. Young Years is a mighty remake. I don't go on revivals much. I have to say I prefer the original, but this one is right up there, mate. You've done a great job.
Well, thank you very much.
No worries, Ben, and we look forward to seeing you in our neck of the woods. Why don't you turn up in summer this time instead of when it was, on a night when it was about minus 3 degrees?
I just might have to do that. I'll see you over the summer. No worries at all.
Yeah, good work, mate. Good to talk to you, Ben. We'll catch up soon, bud.
Always great, Pete. Thank you very much.
Yeah, pleasure. There goes Ben Ransom, everyone. And here comes the song we've been talking about. One of the absolute legends from the 80s. A remake of the Dragon classic, Young Years.
Young Years. That's Ben Ransom and Sharon O'Neill at Braidwood FM 94.5.
This is Braidwood FM.